Candice pedals down a sunny suburban street on her bike.
The sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky. My stars are aligning and I swear that I could do anything on such a beautiful day. I'm like a baby bird coming out of my cage. My life's an open. When they built a giant roller coaster.
Nope. I'm not gonna go there.
Hey, Candice.
Oh, hey, Stacy.
Are you going to the game later?
Yeah, probably. Jeremy's working concessions.
Cool. It's a beautiful day for it.
It really is such a beautiful day.
I'm gonna keep my outlook bright and cheery. Gonna think some happy thoughts and gonna keep them near me. Though my brother's crazy antics could make anyone weary. I won't get sucked into their chaos. As they don't build a giant roller coaster, robot versions of themselves or strand me in a video game. You know what I mean if you had seen the cattle drive, the time machine, the giant paper pelican plane. They build motorized chariots, an escalator to the moon, the tallest building, treehouse, robots, other nonsense coming soon, a shrieking sub, a waterfall, a robot dog, a Trojan horse, a growth that licks their fairy trot, a pyramid related sports.
But today I'm not worried about any of that noise. Today it doesn't even matter what those silly old boys are doing. It's such a beautiful day.
It's such a beautiful day.
Wait a minute!
A giant robot.
Phineas and Ferb!
Candice runs into the house and out of the back door. She stares at the giant robot who's juggling Phineas, Ferb and their friends in its hands.
Yeah!
Phineas and Ferb high-five as they pass each other.
Okay, this ends today.
Phineas and Ferb the movie. Candice against the universe. The yellow words of the title float through space and under a red planet. The planet starts to vibrate and shake. It's Candice's tonsil as she screams down her cell phone.
Okay, Candice, I almost hesitate to ask, but what is it this time?
It's hard to explain.
Where are you?
I'm almost home.
Yes!
At Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
They fight.
It's too late, Perry the Platypus. My power vacuuminator will soon turn the mayor's mansion into lint. And then vacuum it up there by creating an actual power vacuum for me to fill. See how I used vacuum as both a transitive verb and an abstract concept? That's grammatical versatility.
The power vacuuminator blasts the robot, turning it soft and gray.
I don't know what it is, but it's still here. This is it. You guys are finally busted. Mom!
What? What is it?
It's still here.
What is still here?
It's even harder to explain. Come on.
Oh, I see what you did there. You used vacuum as a noun and a weapon. Touché.
The vacuuminator sucks the robot up.
It's still there. Look.
Candice, while I treasure your imagination, every day you call and tell me Phineas and Ferb have built some big, unbelievable thing in the backyard. And every day I come home to find nothing there. Doesn't it exhaust you?
I am begging you.
It exhausts me. Oh, look, there's nothing here. Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
That was fun. See ya, Phineas.
See ya.
Was that lint? It smelled like lint.
It tasted like lint.
Why were you tasting it?
You were smelling it.
Not on purpose.
It's not fair.
Did you say something, Candice?
I said it's not fair! Every day always works out for you. You guys are having a great summer.
Well, we're all having a pretty great...
Not me, okay? Every day, I get beaten down by the universe. I just feel so defeated. I feel so alone.
Wow, we've been having so much fun this summer. I just assumed Candace had been too. We should do something to cheer her up. We should make her a gift. Let's see, last time we carved her face into Mount Rushmore.
Water pours out of Mount Rushmore and destroys her face.
Let's do something more permanent this time.
Perry checks his comms watch.
Excellent work, thwarting Dr. Doofenshmirtz, Agent P. Why don't you take the rest of the day off?
Does that mean I get the rest of the day off?
Don't be ridiculous, Carl.
Oh.
Perry throws off his hat and curls up at the base of the tree. Candace is sitting on the front steps when Vanessa rides past on her scooter. She stops and goes back.
Candace?
Oh, hey, Vanessa.
I thought that was you. Is this your house?
Yep, my house of pain.
What's wrong?
Just the usual. My brothers get away with some big, ridiculous thing, and yet somehow I'm the crazy one. It's like the whole universe is against me.
The universe is against me, and no one here defends me, and everyone pretends we haven't
Candace?
Seen it all before.
Candace?
Yeah?
I'm not sure this is the whole... Wait, why do I have a guitar? I'm not sure this is the whole universe's fault.
You're right. It's mostly Phineas and Ferb's fault. That's why I have to bust them.
That's not what I... Look, so I'm just thinking out loud here, but have you ever considered not trying to bust your brothers? I mean, let's say you did finally expose them, then what? Would you suddenly be happy? Would all of your problems just magically disappear?
Yes.
Maybe, maybe not. Just... Is it possible that your obsession with busting them is really just a distraction from your real problem, which is how you feel about yourself?
You mean like a tiny, meaningless speck in the universe, completely overshadowed by Phineas and Ferb?
That's good. Keep going.
It's just everybody thinks my brothers are so special. Well, what about me? When do I get to feel special?
Yes.
And what if I'm not? I can't believe this.
I know. It's kind of a breakthrough, right? But now the healing can begin.
I can't believe this!
Oh.
See, this is the kind of insane stuff I'm talking about. Okay, guys, I give up. What does this one do?
And breakthrough over.
Phineas and Ferb, I know you're in there!
If you don't know what it does, maybe you shouldn't hit it.
Relax, it's probably some kind of amusement park ride or makes giant waffles or something. Is that what you're doing today? Making big waffles?
Candace?
The space pod opens and a pipe comes out. It sucks Vanessa and Candace in.
What in the world?
It powers up.
Candace, we made you a...
And takes off.
Phineas! Ah! There are no waffles in here!
Candace! Where are you going? Where is she going?
Ferb takes a photo with his phone. Perry wakes up and watches the pod fly away. His comms watch beeps and he drops into his lair.
Agent P, we've just received automated emergency alert 136 Alpha. We have no idea what that is, but Carl is looking it up in the owner's manual. Apparently it is a clogged intake valve. Carl, this is for the washing machine.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, this is the stereo microwave instructions. Oh, here it is.
Now, let's see here. A member of your host family has been abducted by aliens. Wow, Candace apparently has been abducted by aliens. This is Priority 1 Agent P, but remember, you cannot reveal to her that you are a secret agent. So, guess it's going to be tricky to rescue her. Well, good luck with that.
In the bedroom, Ferb uses a computer to zoom in on the photo.
You're right, Ferb. It doesn't look like she did this on purpose. What's that little rectangle down there? Bingo! Alien license plate. She's been abducted by aliens. Let's run those tags on the galactic web.
It's from the planet Feebleoot in the Roblox cluster.
That must be where they're taking her. Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today. We're going to an alien planet to rescue our sister. I guess first we have to figure out how to get to the,
The Roblox cluster.
The Roblox cluster. Man, try saying that five times fast.
Roblox, 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 Roblox.
Huh, I guess it's not that hard. Robot, 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 robot.
Roblox, 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 Roblox.
Robot, 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 robot.
Roblox, Roblox,
robot, robot, robot.
In the pod.
Okay, this is not one of Phineas and Ferb's inventions.
How can you tell?
Because of that.
Whoa.
They look out at a mothership with lots of small pods flying towards it.
Looks like we're not the only ones being brought here.
What do you think they want from us?
Best case scenario, we're food.
That's your best case scenario?
Man, you are dark.
The small pods dock into round portals and a green light flashes. Phineas and Ferb visit Baljeet.
Oh, hey, guys. You came at a great time. I was just about to start watching my box set of Space Adventure.
Space Adventure is calling you. So put on your space face and make your way to the stars. And be on the blue.
Actually, Candace got abducted by aliens and taken to another planet, and we need your help to rescue her.
Well, why did you not lead with that? I suppose you will want me to build another portal. Where is the planet? That is like 8 systems away. We will need a much more powerful quantum field generator.
But could we do it?
Yes, but even if we got the whole gang together, it would still take at least a montage.
A large portal.
And we're done.
Well, I guess I stand corrected. It only took a flip wipe.
So this portal will take us to the same planet they're taking Candace to?
Yep. When we step through this portal, we're going to be on an alien planet. And we have no idea what to expect.
Actually, I took the liberty of printing out some computer simulations of possible scenarios based on the infinite possibilities. We could be attacked by carnivorous plants, giant alien spiders, flying shark creatures. Oh, here is one where we would have to sacrifice Buford to giant alien robots.
What?
Are there any that are not terrifying?
Oh, of course. Here is a bunch of playful puppies.
Aww.
That shoot Nerkas from their tongues.
Ew.
Look, what Baljeet is saying is this could get really dangerous. Ferb and I appreciate your help building the portal, but we can't ask you to go. Candace is our sister. She was pretty upset the last time we saw her, and I kind of feel like somehow it's our fault. So we're the ones who have to make this right. This isn't on you.
If you think you're going to an alien planet without us, you're even crazier than Candace.
Yeah! Bring on the Nerf gas puppies!
For Candace!
Thanks, you guys. Ready? Here we go!
The gang step through the portal.
Hello, and welcome, aliens!
Ah! Giant robots! Quick, give them Buford!
Oh, that's just Norm. He's usually harmless. Are you guys aliens?
We're not the aliens. You're the alien.
Guys, we're still in Danville.
All right, I guess neither of us are aliens. But what's with your neck?
Wait, what's wrong with my neck?
We're still in Danville?
That is not possible. My calculations could not have been that off.
And why do you have a portal?
Well, I was trying to get to the planet Fiblaut in the Vroblock cluster. Man, say that 12 times fast.
Robot.
Well, that was, disturbing.
We have to get to Fiblaut to save our sister.
Oh, my daughter was apparently abducted by an alien pod from there. Here, look, she posted on social media. Look, see?
That's Vanessa. We know her.
And she's with Candace.
Oh, I hope my little girl is okay.
There is an ion barrier around the planet. Our transporters were both deflected, which made them connect to each other.
Oh, so getting there by portal is astrologically impossible.
You mean astronomically?
No, I mean astrologically. Here, look at my horoscope.
Virgo, you will be unable to reach a planet via portal due to it being astronomically impossible.
Okay, so I guess we're both right.
If we're going to rescue Candace and Vanessa, we need to build a spaceship. Unless anyone has one lying around.
I don't have a spaceship, per se, but I do have... my Galactic Travelinator! You get inside it, it flies you up to, and I guess more to the point, through space.
You mean like a spaceship?
Well, I suppose it's like a spaceship in that it operates like and performs the exact same functions as a spaceship, but it's an innator. There's a difference.
Is the difference purely semantic?
It's branding. Leave me alone.
Back in the garden, Perry finds the portal and steps through to Doofenshmirtz's lab as they're loading the ship.
TikTok, people. We have a sister and a daughter to rescue.
What is this?
It's my chicken replacinator.
Is that something we're gonna need?
Let's just say that I'd rather have a device that makes things switch places with the nearest chicken and not need it than need one and not have it.
I'm with him on that.
Says the guy bringing a canoe into space.
Hey, you don't know everything about space.
Buford's canoe is too big to go through the door. He tries from all different angles while Isabella watches. Perry hides and watches.
Who built this door?
Wow, okay, that does complicate things quite a bit. Remember, you can't reveal yourself as an agent to your host family, but you also can't reveal yourself as their pet to Dr. Doofenshmirtz. I guess in retrospect, you are the single worst agent we could have sent on this mission. All right, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Is there a barf bag on this thing, Doc? I'm asking for a friend.
As the ship's door closes, Perry runs up the steps and dives through. The roof opens and the spaceship rises.
All right, Operation Save Candace and Vanessa is about to begin.
Doofenshmirtz and Isabella press buttons and the ship takes off, setting the building on fire.
On me. It's so fun to be traveling into outer space with a bunch of kids who teleported into my house with no adult supervision.
They fly up through the sky. On the mothership, Vanessa and Candace climb out of their pod and walk along a corridor.
Empty. 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 Are we the only ones they abducted?
A large, strangely shaped shadow looms on the wall. Candace and Vanessa quickly hide as four small alien guards march past, then on down the curved corridor.
Ooh, look, a map. I wish we could read these weird markings.
English detected. Would you like me to change the map settings to English?
Ooh, yes, English. Oh, great. We have something sort of like this at home. Computer, how do we escape from this ship?
Adding thin chips to your shopping list.
No. I said escape the ship.
Playing Cape Lip by Little Gorbanox.
On second thought, this is exactly like the one we have at home. Engine room, sick bay.
Ooh, smoothie bar.
Focus. Sorry. Restroom, science lab. Oh, escape pods.
Candace presses the button and a hole in the floor opens up. They look into a long, dark shaft with a green arrow on the wall pointing down. Then they climb down.
Blaming Phineas and Ferb for this.
How so, exactly?
Well, if I hadn't been rage singing about how they ruined my life, I might have seen that that pod came from outer space and therefore was not one of their inventions.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Wow, this is a long ladder. I wish there was a faster way down there.
Approaching ion barrier. Brace for turbulence. Avoid ladders.
Candace falls and lands on Vanessa. The two of them flip down the ladder and land in the escape pod room.
Well, that was faster.
Oh!
What?
This is a smoothie maker!
Candace, focus!
I know. I don't have time for this.
Candace?
Yeah, no, I know. I really shouldn't.
Candace!
We shouldn't. Okay, no, I know. You're right.
Candace, focus!
Okay, I found the escape pods.
Opening escape pods.
We're searching the ship right now!
Vanessa looks back up the shaft as an alien pokes its head in and looks down.
We've gotta go now.
Get in!
Wait, there's only room.
You take this one. I'll be right behind you. See you back on Earth. Computer, launch the escape pod.
Launching all escape pods.
No! Stop!
Playing Chop, Chop, Chop by the Lumber Zach.
Candace looks miserable. The guards arrive and hold her at gunpoint as she drinks a smoothie.
Yep, the whole universe.
The whole universe is against me.
According to my calculations, we are on course to reach the planet in 47 minutes at our current velocity.
Can't we get any more speed out of this thing?
I think we could coax a little more out of these engines if we bypass the compressor system and fed power directly into the impulse drive.
Hey, I don't come down to where you work and tell you how to sell cupcakes.
They're thrown to the floor.
What was that?
Oh, no! We are entering an uncharted asteroid field!
You couldn't have navigated around that?
I just said it was uncharted!
Big one coming up! starboard side.
Starboard?
All right, on the right!
My right or your right?
Perfect, the same direction.
All right, our right. Okay, look, if you've got special words for up and down, let me know now.
Perry puts on a spacesuit, ties himself to the ship, and jumps out into the asteroid field. He floats around with rocks flying past him and uses a shield to deflect some.
Nobody sees him, he's not looking for glory, he's not looking for applause.
Perry tapes up a hole in his suit, then uses different means to stop the asteroids hitting the ship. Perry shoots a harpoon into a rock and swings it round the ship, crashing it into another rock.
Wow! It's like the 4th of July out there!
Nobody's out there on his own, just winging it.
Perry catapults an asteroid rock away from the ship, but drops down towards the thruster. He uses a parachute to float away from it. Asteroids fill the chute and take him back to the ship.
Somehow we're missing all the asteroids!
Hey, everybody! Look! Cat's Cradle! It's the first time I've ever been able to do this!
You bird!
Oh, sorry. I was in the zone.
Hey, we're out of the asteroid field!
Perry gets back in the ship.
Oh, we did it!
Well, that was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. I hope Candace and Vanessa made it through just as well.
Uh-oh. That does not look like Earth.
Vanessa's escape pod lands on another planet, flying through huge mushrooms, then crashing into the ground.
Okay, ow. So I guess Candace should be coming right behind me.
She runs as the other escape pods crash down around her.
Candace?
Vanessa opens one and finds it empty, like all the others. The mothership flies overhead.
What good are escape pods if they take you to the planet you're trying to escape from?
She watches it land. A ramp opens and two aliens escort Candace out.
Where are you taking me? Is it that scary alien fortressy thing? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course it is.
The two green aliens, one tall and one short, walk her into the fortress and up to a closed door. Alien musicians start playing and performers come out.
You're probably so excited, though you're trying to hide it. Here's a horn, you can give it a toot. We are the Welcome Service and we know you're nervous. You're about to meet the leader of Feebla Oots. You'll be blown away, so put your phone away. You're gonna say, wow, holy cow. You're about to meet her, our glorious leader. You're about to meet her eyes. After we open these doors, but first another chorus, cause we've still got some verses to sing. It's kind of entrancing, have you noticed the dancing? But really, Peter's solo is everything. You're a lowly peasant when you bask in her presence, but we'll give you this one solemn vow. You're about to meet her, our glorious leader. You're about to meet her, right?
After this message from our sponsor,
Pelogabrite.
We use it to clean these lovely
doors you're scoping, which we promise we'll open, cause that's just what you're hoping we'll do. We keep singing the song, we know it's taking so long.
Yeah, we'll open them now.
One performer uses a remote device and the big doors very slowly start sliding apart. Everyone watches patiently. A huge purple chamber is revealed beyond the doors, which still have a long way to go when they get stuck. The alien tries his remote device again.
Just come on in!
The guards lead Candace across the chamber towards a throne.
Yoo-hoo! Yeah, down here! I'm sitting in this enormous chair! Come here, let me get a look at you. You are spectacular! Where are my manners? I'm Super Super Big Doctor.
Is that a title or your...
It's a common enough name in our language. I mean, it's not Eek Blat or Boat Jelly, but it's a name you hear.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Candace. Oh! What did I say?
Oh,
Sorry, it's just, in our language, Candace is the noise someone makes when they explode from the waist up.
I'm sorry, does that happen often enough that you...
What matters is we found you, and you are the chosen one.
You are the chosen one, you are the chosen one.
The performers hang up a banner and lift Candace in a chair, then put her down again.
So, you're saying I'm special?
Are you special? We have spent years searching the galaxy for Remarkalonium, a rare element we desperately need. And our instruments tell us that element simply emanates from you. You, Candy Cane, can I call you Candy Cane? Just by existing, you are saving our planet.
Okay, this is amazing! Okay, and just to be super extra clear, this saving the world thing doesn't involve offering me as a human sacrifice?
Well, somebody's paranoid.
Sorry, it's just, I've always felt the universe was against me. Oh, I have these annoying little brothers who always get away with everything.
Shut up! I grew up with annoying little brothers, too. Always messing around, holding their Zurnauts in the Glambershall during Glabenstern.
My brothers once made a roller coaster.
Roller coaster? Okay, now you're just making up words. Point is, I was right there where you are now, girlfriend. Brothers always getting away with everything. But I'm supposed to be in charge.
Yes, exactly. And not just conditionally.
That's why I came to this planet. And now I really am in charge.
Wow. Maybe the universe isn't against me.
Welcome to Feebloo. All hail the Chosen One!
All hail the Chosen One! All hail the Chosen One!
Okay, we are approaching the ion barrier. Activate your ion shield.
We don't have an ion shield. We're not fancy schmancy.
But we have to pass through an ion barrier to get to the planet.
Yeah, so?
So, if we go through the ion barrier without a shield, it could fry all of the electronics on the ship, rendering our navigation useless and stranding us in space!
Okay, that was something I did not know.
Well, there's gotta be a way through, right?
Well, no, not without a... Wait a minute! Space Adventure!
Space Adventure!
In episode 206B of Space Adventure, they were able to go through an ion barrier without a shield by spinning the USS Minotaur and scattering the ions as they went.
I'm not sure that would work in real life.
Well, I am sure that the writers of Space Adventure have a better grasp of astrophysics than you. Or even me, because I do not see how the science would work either, but... Hold on!
Baljeet grabs the controls and sends the ship into a spin as it enters the iron barrier.
Yes! We made it through!
We're clear! Baljeet, you can stop it spinning now!
Unfortunately, I cannot! We have lost all health control!
What?
I do not understand. It worked perfectly in Space Adventure!
Well, there is some good news. That planet we're plummeting towards is Feebloot! So we're crashing right on target!
Oh, and the atmosphere slowed our spin! But it set us on fire!
And we still have no controls!
They crash into a giant mushroom, which catapults them into another, then another. The last one droops down with them on it. The spaceship door opens and Phineas and Ferb look out, followed by Isabella and Baljeet. Together, they walk across the mushroom and take in the planet's surface.
It's beautiful and so peaceful.
An alien elephant says, "Sky people have big crash. Everyone okay?" Then the mushroom it's standing on rips out of the ground and flings it into space.
So, should we be worried that that's going to fall back down and land on us?
Nope. He is in orbit.
He shouts, "Help me!"
He must have achieved escape velocity. Good for him.
I can't see! I can't see! My eyes are not functioning.
You've got a bucket on your head.
Wait, it's okay. Wait a second. I fixed it. I had a bucket on my head.
Let's check out the damage.
Perry hides in the undergrowth.
Anywhere with this spaceship.
It's an innate... what does it matter? It's just a pile of junk now, anyway.
I am not sure how we will ever get back home.
We'll figure out something. We always do. But the important thing is we have to find Candace and Vanessa.
Maybe we should start by looking there.
The alien fortress.
Wait a minute. Does anybody else hear a strange, ominous tone when they look at that alien fortressy thing? But only when I look directly at it. I can hear it when I look Yeah, I have to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, it's like a low tone.
I wish we could study the sign.
What? I don't hear anything. What are you guys talking
about? I can hear it when I look.
You're freaking me out.
Just directly at it.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Every time my eyes get near it. Alien planets are weird. Okay, let's go.
We're walking towards the thing that makes you all hear an ominous noise. We're doing that.
I hate to think what Candace is going through in there. This must be the worst day of her life.
Inside.
This is the best day of my life.
Stapler Fist there is my toughest guard, but boy, if he doesn't give the finest foot massage on Feeble Oot.
He massages Candace's feet.
The pressure's perfect, Mr. Fist.
OMG! The Chosen One spoke to me! I can't believe it! I'm so excited I did actually explode! Seriously, I could just...
Well, I'm so glad that you...
Candace! Oh, jeez, he just Candaced all over me.
Ew! Oh, don't worry, he'll grow back.
All right, come on, Stapler Fist's legs, this way.
Wow, it really does sound like my name.
It happens whenever they get excited, especially when they get free stuff. Birthdays here are a bloodbath.
Note to self, no free stuff.
Now just relax. We're gonna have a beautiful day.
Candace smiles.
Yeah, this girl day out.
A montage of Candace being pampered.
Any free time, I just need to get a little me time. I mean, and you time too. It's a girl's day out, time to get away from the hustle and bustle of the day to day. We all need a little time to play.
Cucumber spray, no doubt.
We can just do it to get your matinee or something a little bit less cliche. I've got this, honey, put your money away, cause I am all about this girl's day out.
Photos of her day out. Candace and Super Super Big Doctor hold purple ice creams and look out over the planet. Down amongst the mushrooms, where strange alien creatures fly, lounge and scuttle about, Isabella stands on a mound and looks around.
This way, team! The fortress is 3 clicks away!
Wait a minute! What's a click? And who put you in charge, young lady? I'm the grown-up!
Well, some people think I'm a natural leader.
She shows off her patches.
Huh?
You got it, you got all these for being a leader?
Yep.
Well, but have you got one of these?
That's a library card, and yes, I do.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm the adult, so step aside. Doof is in charge.
He dances.
So you say you got a patch for leading people through a jungle, but I've got a prescription for this antifungal, so I win!
How is that winning?
I'm just saying I'm prepared.
Undecided whether I should feel disturbed or scared.
I'm older and bolder, got this ache in my shoulder. I keep my medical records in this manila folder.
Meaning?
Just that I've lived more.
But I've got a better feeling for the great outdoors.
You think you know just what to do, but I've got a ton more experience than you in adult days.
Is that what it's called?
I know you don't know what I mean, but you're not gonna know it till you turn 18. It's called adult days.
That's not a verb.
When you're no longer a private, you're a Sarge. You're all grown up and you're living large. You get to be the one in charge. Get it off of me, get it off of me. It's called adult days.
It's not a verb.
Whatever.
Can you read a compass?
No.
Or start a fire?
No.
Build a shelter?
No.
Or change a tire?
No.
Dig a hole?
No.
Pitch a tent?
No.
Navigate?
No.
Circumvent?
No.
Chop a tree?
No.
Build a snare?
No.
Catch a fish?
No.
Fight a bear?
No.
Now I think our only care, and I think this question is really fair, is can you get us from here to there?
Absolutely.
You can? How?
By adulting. Yes, adulting.
He makes us alien fight.
Oh, jeez.
I'm adulting.
What? He sounds authoritative.
Because I'm adulting. I'm an adult. And therefore, I, the adult, say, this way, people, single file. Ah!
Doof falls into a ravine.
the water at the bottom broke my fall. It's awfully hot, though. It's just...
A huge spurt of water throws him back out.
Okay, I can confidently say that we should go that way.
Doof limps along, wearing bandages.
So we all agree that we've passed this spot somewhere between once and not more than, like, 11 times, right?
Yes!
Perry follows discreetly. An alien dragon flies overhead.
Okay, well, that's something you don't see every day.
Doof turns it into a chicken.
See? Adulting.
What just happened?
Well, thanks to my handy chicken replacinator, which some people said I shouldn't bring, it switched places with the nearest chicken, wherever that is.
At Dragonland on Earth.
I can't believe you built a dragon theme park without anything that even looks like a dragon. And why haven't you gotten rid of that silly chicken coop?
The alien dragon appears.
My support group says you're keeping me down.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes, right. Leading. This way, people!
Doof falls off a cliff, rolls down the bank, and crashes into a rock.
Ow!
The others look up. He's landed at the base of the alien fortress.
Oh, look, we're here! See, I told you I knew the way.
And now it's time for Wiki Wiki Feedler Hoot with your hosts, Throat Monster and Boo!
Thanks, everyone. So, our benevolent leader has dropped by with someone the whole planet is talking about. Please welcome Super Super Big Doctor and the Chosen One!
The Chosen One is in the house!
Isn't she just the best?
Yes, she is the best!
So, Chosen One, how does it feel to be the most special being in the whole universe?
You know, it feels great. Thanks to Super Super Big Doctor, for the first time ever, I feel like someone. Like I matter. Aww.
Aren't they both just incredible, folks?
Oh, you're too kind.
Jinx!
They make hand gestures.
It's just a thing we do.
Now, I believe our leader has a special treat for our special guest.
When I scoured the universe for Remarkalonium, what I didn't know is that I'd also find a sister. Candace, would you do me the honor
of singing a power ballad with me?
Would I?
They're given microphones and stand under spotlights with a band playing around them.
Candace, we're here. We were so worried about you.
What are you doing here? I'm about to duet.
Who is this?
Oh, sorry. Super, super big doctor. These are my brothers, etc. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, I'm Hines. I'm looking for my daughter, Vanessa. Wears black, does this a lot. Dad.
Oh, no, I sent her off in an escape pod. She should be back on Earth by now.
Oh, well, that's a relief. She's out of danger.
Nice alien dragon creature.
We came to rescue you.
Rescue me? From what? A planet where people worship me? A place where I'm finally special? I'm the Chosen One, for crying out loud.
Chosen One! Chosen
Oh, well, one. That's neat. But, chosen for what, exactly?
To save the planet, okay? Ugh, why don't you want me to be happy?
We do, Candace. Actually, we made you a gift.
A gift? A gift isn't going to solve anything. You know what? I don't want it.
But...
I have everything I ever wanted right here. She gets me. She sees me. I finally feel like the universe isn't against me. And I can't help but think, but, you know, maybe that's because you guys aren't around.
I think perhaps you should give her a little space. Don't worry, Candy Cane. I'm going to take care of these guys.
Would you? You're the best.
Brexington, could you find a spot for our guests to relax?
If you'll follow me, I'll take you to her accommodations.
They're escorted away.
Candace!
Candace stands and watches them go.
Give it up for the Chosen One!
Candace smiles briefly, but looks worried. In a corridor...
I can't believe Candace. I mean, I know sometimes she seems kind of...
Obsessive?
Volatile?
Enchanting? I mean, terrifying?
I was gonna say unhappy, but I had no idea how unhappy she's been.
Here we are.
Whoa.
An elegant room.
Well, you gotta admit this is a step up from that horrifying jungle. I guess it pays to know the chosen one.
A trap door opens and they drop down.
Hey, where's my canoe?
Ow.
Oh, there it is.
The doors close and lock behind them. The truck they were dropped into drives away.
Guys, did anyone else happen to notice that they dropped us down a trapdoor into a shaft and launched us into this truck, which is driving us who knows where?
Hi there. Do you fellas know where this bus goes?
We're going to prison.
What?
That super, super big doofus sent us up the river.
Well, little miss, look at all my patches. If you hadn't insisted on leaving, we probably wouldn't be in this mess in the first place.
Do you see this patch? Pray you never find out what it's for.
Okay, Isabella. While I love ominous patch-related threats more than anyone... Right, apart from Ferb, big fan. The bottom line is, we're in trouble. And I have a feeling Candace is, too.
As the prison truck drives through the tall mushrooms, Perry pops up in the undergrowth and runs after it. He jumps up onto the undercarriage and sits down. Back at the fortress, Super Super Big Doctor sits alone at the head of a long dining table.
Thank you, Stapler Fist. You're going back nicely.
Be honest. Does this butt make my torso look small?
Oh, there she is! The Chosen One is in the dining room.
Oh, thanks. Listen, I was proud of you today. You really stood up for yourself.
You don't think I was, I don't know, a little too hard on my brothers?
Heck no, girl. You don't need them messing up things for you.
I guess you're right.
Trust me. Same story with my brothers. Everyone thought they were so special. So I had to...
Pardon me, Your Bigness.
The alien leaves.
So I had to find my own place in the universe, just like you're doing right now. I gotta go deal with some boring leadery stuff. You stay here. Eat, drink, and don't forget to breathe. A lot. If you need anything, just ask.
Oh, I do have a...
Candace looks up at the large funnel above her.
Funnel-related question?
She looks over at an alien standing by the wall holding a plate of fruit. Candace gets up and looks at the pipe leading from the funnel into the wall.
Hey, do you know where that pipe goes? Never mind. I'll figure it out myself.
The door opens and Candace leaves the room. Isabella tries to remove a panel inside the prison truck.
It's no use.
Soon as we get to prison, I'm gonna start a gag. Who's in?
Oh, me!
Anyone?
Me!
Anyone
me.
At all?
Maybe our new friends here could be of some help to us. Hi, again. There's no reason to be scared of us.
Oh, we don't need a reason. We're afraid of a lot of things. Things like loud noises, our shadows, the dark, public speaking, anything with wheels, large magnets, small magnets, water, cloudy skies, clear skies, things from the sea, tall shells.
The truck drives over the hostile terrain.
And we're also afraid of monsters, clowns, people who look like clowns, spiders, people who look like spiders, spiders who look like...
Ferb lifts a panel.
Oh, great idea, Ferb. Maybe if we remove some of these components, it will stop the vehicle.
Perry moves along the outside of the truck, hanging onto a ledge by his hands. He takes in the three aliens on board and fights them.
Oh, Agent P, I completely forgot to tell you, whatever you... not engage in any kind of physical conflict with the aliens. It could put you in violation of numerous intergalactic treaties.
It's working!
Any advanced encounter will almost certainly be peaceful and welcoming, but don't make any aggressive movements or facial expressions that might displease them. Also, be careful not to damage any alien property. That stuff is expensive, and those alien insurance people will really stick it to you. Strive to respect and preserve their planet's vegetation and natural beauty. And above all, avoid aggression at all costs. You have such a lovely way with words, so use diplomacy.
Perry gets rid of all three aliens.
All right, well, thank goodness we're okay.
A large fish.
Oh, yeah, maybe not now.
It eats them.
Yeah, definitely not now.
Anyway, Agent P, I'm sure you've already taken this into consideration. Good luck.
Perry stops the truck.
We stopped. Whatever we did, it worked.
The back door's open.
That's weird. No guards, no nothing.
The prisoners run out.
The patrols will be here at any minute. Follow us!
Doof and the others follow them as they hurry off down the track with the dragon-like creatures flying overhead. They reach a closed door in the rock. Buford's still carrying his canoe.
Finally, we have come to a place of safety. Behold, the hidden city of Cowardalia!
The doors open.
An old dark cave. You must be very proud.
Oh, this is just the cave entrance to the city of Agda. Orthos, every time you bring somebody here, you do this too soon. Follow me. Everyone, climb aboard.
They stand on a disc which rolls down some logs into water.
Behold, the city of Cowardalia.
So you live in these big statues?
No. That's just monuments we built up. The city is beyond those and... Borthos, come on.
The disc reaches a small beach within the cave with small houses beyond it.
The hidden city of Cowardalia.
Really, Ernox? Really? Make yourself at home.
Borthos! You escaped from the scary ones. Did you hide under a tarp? Did you cower under some boxes? Did you stand very still and pretend to be modern art?
No, Garnas, we did not hide or cower or stand still. Although Brizek over there is an excellent example of cubism. These aliens helped us escape.
Thank you for saving my people. You may hide and cower with us here in Cowardalia as long as you wish.
Thanks for the offer, but we're worried about our sister. We've got to get back to her somehow.
And I have to get back to my daughter on Earth.
We would love to help you, but we really can't.
We're cowards.
Let me explain. We used to be a free and happy cowardly people. Then one day, she arrived. And she brought with her evil plant of doom. She sprayed us with mind-controlling spores and put herself in charge. She forced us to build her castles, lavish her with treasures, and make low-quality TV shows.
They perform badly. Super, super Big Doctor laughs, then forces the others to laugh.
One day, the spores began to disappear. Our minds became clear, so we did the only thing that we could do. We ran away like frightened toddlers. Sadly, some of our people are still under her control. And now we hear that she has found someone unique. Someone with the innate power to make her sinister shrubbery grow once more.
The chosen one!
What the heck is this thing?
The plant looks up. Super, super Big Doctor's behind her.
You startled me.
I see you've met Mama.
This plant is your mother?
No, silly. I named her after my mother, whose name just happened to be Mama. Weird coincidence. She was also green and very controlling.
Listen, everyone. We came all the way across the universe to save our sister, and we're not going home without her. If you care about your people as much as we care about Candace, then please, help us.
You do not understand. All we do is cower. We are called the cowards. In our language, it means coward.
Just because you are cowards doesn't mean you have to be cowards. And if you can be brave just this once, from here on, coward could mean mighty warrior. What do you say?
Nobody moves.
But what's it for?
It's for you. This is why we're collecting your Remarkalonium. Check this out. Bring in the device!
The floor opens and a large black machine rises out of it. It floats towards Candace, its menacing shadow falling over her. Then it lands and unfolds into a running machine.
Wait, is this a treadmill?
Remarkalonium is Mama's lifeblood. She'll shrivel up and die without it. Hop up here.
Whoa!
But thanks to you, now she can grow again and produce her wonderful mind-controlling spores.
Oh, so I'm actually doing something environmentally friendly. Wait, mind-controlling spores?
Yeah. How do you think I got to be in charge in the first place?
But now the spores have been wearing off, and more of the populace is slipping from my control every day. See? There's one now!
Guys, we're losing another one.
Guys! And there he goes.
Right out the door.
Really? One of you guys couldn't have run after him?
Ugh, I'm sure he hasn't gotten far!
Hey, you! You're not allowed on that shuttlecraft! You're not allowed to...
The others listen.
Our shuttles are notoriously hard to fly. Bad design, really.
Hey, you, getting out of that stolen shuttle! Freeze!
Got him now. There we go.
I said freeze! Hey, stop, stop! Get away from that hoverbike! Get away!
Any chance those are hard to fly?
A child could fly it, Your Highness.
Ugh. Anyway, so that's why you're so important to the—
What the— I thought you said a child could fly it! Now just a—
And there he goes again.
See why I need you? I gotta keep him under control. I need new episodes of Conan Mailman.
What you're doing is awful. How would your brothers feel if they could see you now?
Why don't you ask them?
Two aliens play catch in a cage.
Hey, you made a ball? I told you no playing in the dungeon!
Now, let's grow some spores.
Wait! How could you imprison your own brothers?
Oh, it was super easy. I lured them in with these cheesy snacks.
No, I mean, how could you? I'd never do something like that to my brothers.
You already did.
No, I didn't.
I said, I'll take care of them, and you were like, would you? You're the best. So I thought you were down with the whole dungeon thing.
Wait, you threw my brothers in the dungeon? That's not what I wanted. I love my brothers. I never wanted to hurt them.
Wow. Candy. This is eye-opening. Have I misread things or what?
Yeah, I'd say you have. So can we... Hey! Let me go!
I guess it was too good to be true. I thought I finally found someone simpatico. And you even exhaled Remarkalonium.
Remarkalonium? What is that anyway? Is it even real?
Of course. In your language, I think it's called carbon dioxide, or CO2.
Wait, your rare element is carbon dioxide? Everybody exhales carbon dioxide.
We don't. We inhale oxygen and exhale oxygen.
Well, on Earth, everybody exhales carbon dioxide, genius.
Hada. What?
Yeah, all 7 billion of us. You didn't even realize I'm not special.
Oh. This is it. If all you Earthlings exhale carbon dioxide, I can feed Mama forever. And I can have hundreds of castles and smoothies and hit TV shows.
Braxington 10, Shoe Monkey, fire up the ship. We have an even bigger planet to conquer.
Wait, no!
And load up the portable CO2 generator.
The what now?
Her, dummy. Gotta keep Mama alive until we get to Earth.
Been a heck of a day for you, huh? Threw your brothers in jail, then threw your whole planet under the bus. Nice going, sister.
Candace keeps walking.
No!
All right, this way, chosen one.
Oh. The alien crashes the floating treadmill.
This way, chosen. Oh. Right, here we go.
Have you done this before?
Yes, I've done this before.
He struggles to control it.
Like it.
I've done this before. Now that ought to do it. Trolls are stupid. I'm not stupid.
Now, make sure Mama is comfortable. Wait, what am I hearing right now?
I think it's music, ma'am.
This is our battle song. As we're marching into war, this is our battle song. We're gonna give you guys more. You might think you can defeat us. Your defenses have some heft. But the thing that we won't tell you as you're fighting on the left is the left is just a skirmish, a diversionary fight. We'll hide the bulk of our forces on the right.
The fools, they're telling us their plan. In song, get our forces over to the right.
Yeah, okay, boss. They're right or our right?
No, all right. They're hidden over in the forest. That's your left. Perhaps we shouldn't put that in the chorus. We should watch just what we say. Don't wanna
get over to the right already.
They take up position.
As soon as they scale the wall, let them have it.
super, super big doctor and her guards wait with their guns ready. She looks over the parapet, but there's no sign of the gang or the cowards.
What?
Psych, we're over here. We came in on the left while you were going over to the right.
You lied to us. Through song! An art form that's supposed to connect people through sincerity of emotion.
That is cold.
Who are you people?
We are the cowards!
Well, I'm a big enough woman to admit when...
She runs and the guards follow.
Let's go find Candace. Wait, there she is! Candace!
Activate anti-coward countermeasures!
A wooden spider pops up.
Oh, big scary spider! Run!
The mothership prepares for takeoff. The group run towards it, and Doof whips out his cell.
Wait! No, it's Vanessa! She's not back on Earth! She's still on this planet! Okay. I'll save Vanessa. You guys go. Go now while you still can.
But how will you get back to Earth?
By adulting. I learn from the best. Go now.
They run off.
What's this?
It's a getting back to Earth patch. Earn it!
Arthos, no. You'll be killed.
They run straight through the spider. The gang make it onto the ship, and it takes off, flying past the alien elephant in space, who says, "Sure, just leave me here."
All right, maybe I can figure out where Vanessa is from this photo. There we go. So she must be that way. All right.
He falls, and Perry grabs him.
Perry the Platypus! I can't believe you're here! Wait, have you been following me? All the way from Earth? Keeping me safe like a fuzzy little teal guardian angel?
They fall, and a dragon grabs them.
Harry?
Vanessa!
I thought it was you guys. How did you get here?
I have no idea how Perry the Platypus got here, but I use my galactic traveling aether.
You mean your spaceship?
Yes, I mean my spaceship. Hey, where'd you get the alien dragon creature?
You like her? I named her Vlorkel.
Why? Ah.
Can I keep her?
Well, gonna need a bigger litter box.
The mothership flies through space. On board...
We need to find where they're keeping Candace.
Hey, look, they're taking us back to Earth.
More likely, they want to conquer Earth.
Soon, Mama, you'll be soaking up the sweet carbon dioxide of Earth.
All right, Hermelaview, punch it!
Attention. Brace yourselves. We are accelerating to warp 2.
Oh my! That is twice the speed of light!
Twice the speed of light? What will that be like?
I read a theory that when you exceed the speed of light, reality, the very nature of your existence, begins breaking down to its primal essence, all the way back to its source!
This is so weird!
Buford says something funny here.
Whoa, temp dialogue!
How much more can reality break down?
And then we suddenly cut to us!
You'd actually see Dan and I pitching this part.
Right, exactly like we are now, saying exactly what we're saying right now.
And then we'd push back into the storyboard.
The gang return to normal.
We should never speak of this again.
Agreed!
On Feeble Oot.
Oh, Dad, I can't believe you came all the way here to save me.
And then you saved me. Look at you adulting.
You know that's not a verb, right?
Yeah, so I've been told. But I don't know how we're going to get home from here.
They look at the chicken.
That's it! We'll use the chicken replacement meter to switch places with a chicken on Earth. Worked like a charm earlier. Come on, get on. Here we go. Selfie mode. Everybody smile!
He zaps them all, and they turn into a chicken. Then they're still sitting on Vlorkel right behind the chicken.
Wait a second. No, one sec.
They keep swapping.
Dad.
Oh, I get it. The nearest chicken used to be on Earth. Now there's one on this planet, so it's nearer. So as long as this chicken is here, we won't be able to... Wait a minute. Accidents can happen.
Dad, we're not going to kill this chicken.
So what are we going to do?
The mothership flies past the moon.
We're almost to Earth.
We've got to find a way to stop this ship. Now.
Woo, I know. Space adventure!
Babe!
A
episode 347A, Captain Dirk Mortensen and the lovely Lieutenant Sarna, a half-human, half-Andusian who was secretly in love.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. We can use the shield generator to overload the main reactor and disable the ship, stranding them in orbit. Then we can rescue Candace and escape in the shuttle.
Baljeet opens a panel.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
In space adventure, it is always the leftmost button.
Baljeet, wait!
The ramp at the back of the ship opens, and they all fly out, plummeting down towards Earth.
We are never listening to another space adventure idea!
Space adventure, you have let me down for the last time!
Baljeet snaps the discs.
To the canoe.
What do we do now?
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
Hey, we can use this debris just like they did in Space Adventure episode 436B.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Wait, Space Adventure? Why is it a good idea when Phineas says it?
It just is.
Everybody grab something.
Here, shake this.
And this, and... Okay.
I don't want to be that guy, but the ground is getting closer.
Buford looks at the boat in the canoe.
You made another boat? What have I been lugging this one around for?
First!
They fly.
Pull up, pull up, pull up!
They just missed the ground.
Yeah. And you said we wouldn't need it.
Look, gang, there's our house. Put it down there, Ferb. We got some building to do.
They fly past Doof's burning building. Up on Feebler Oot, Perry watches while Doof repeatedly zaps the chicken and a stick.
So, what do you think's happening back on Earth?
Perry shrugs. At a baseball game, the fielder catches.
Who wants a free t-shirt?
A real treat for you. We will finally unveil the recently completed statue of the founder of the tri-state area, John P. Tri-State. Isn't it spectacular, folks? This material is so delicate, it is almost impossible to sculpt with. In fact, the first sculptor actually... Wait, No.
The mothership flies over the top of it.
Oh, thank goodness.
Was a close one, folks.
No. It drops down.
No. Wrecking it! No wrecking it, please! No.
The ship slowly crushes the statue.
Not Beaver Pete!
The ship destroys everything as it drops down and lands in the stadium.
Hey, is that an alien spaceship?
It is an alien spaceship.
The ramp opens and the alien guards march out, swarming over the stadium. Super, super big doctor walks out after them, followed by the plant, Mama.
People of Earth, breathe on me! Or more to the point, breathe on my plant of doom!
Not so fast. No, really, don't breathe so fast. It makes your plant grow, and trust me, that's a bad thing.
What in the... How did you beat me here?
We snuck aboard your ship.
Yeah, lady, then we fell out of it by accident. But we saved ourselves so we could come here and stop you using a little trick we learned from Space Adventure Episode 436B.
I bet that sounded better in your head.
It did not.
And that gave us enough time to make these.
Big, weaponized, remote-controlled robots crash through the barriers and roll out onto the field. Phineas's is adorned with spikes. Ferb spins a double-ended axe. Isabella's is a cat with a mace on its tail. Toothy Buford swings a mallet. Baljeet rolls daintily behind them.
Oh, no! What are we gonna... Thermal cannon.
Still functioning. Never mind.
Guys?
The alien shoots. The fans run away. The gang hide behind the fallen robots, then run.
Where's the sign?
Oh, we got it.
Soak up that CO2, Mama. Robot!
Stacy climbs into Jeremy's slushy dog van.
Wow, Jeremy, you're already getting ready to fend off the alien invasion?
There's an alien invasion?
In the stadium, the gang run into the dugout and hide.
Ferb and I gotta get on that ship and get to Candace.
Go for it. We'll run interference.
Yeah, I'm great at interfering.
Buford drives a buggy.
Eat canoe, alien freak boys. Using it again.
Yeah, I'll make you a patch.
Isabella throws things at the guards and Buford knocks them down with his canoe. Phineas and Ferb creep towards the ship where Candace is on the treadmill.
Hey, Sandtoaster, you're never going to guess where I am. Her Highness put me in charge of a certain special prisoner, the Chosen One. That's right. She's on a treadmill making a lot of CO2. And let me tell you, this is the big time. Old Toilet Flower here is going places. You're under attack? Oh, wow, from who? Oh, yeah, I see you there. Oh, wow, you are under attack. Oh, yeah, real nice, real brave. Way to stand up to them. You're a real credit to your profession. Armed guard. Nice job.
Candace watches.
They escaped? But how did they make it all the way back here to Earth?
Let me see what else is going on. I think I'll check this monitor to my left.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Toilet Shower.
Toilet Flower.
Oh, sorry. Hey, these shoes pinch. You might be able to create much more carbon dioxide if you just loosen them a teensy bit.
Ah, I gotta let you go. All right. I'll adjust your buckle. I want you making a lot of CO2. This is gonna get me a big promotion.
Candace jumps on his back. She pushes him into the machine.
It's so much worse under me!
Candace!
Phineas and Ferb?
We found you!
Candace smiles at them, and Phineas smiles back. Then her bottom lip trembles.
Candace, where are you going? Where is she going? Candace, are you okay?
I'm just so ashamed. I can't believe you guys came to save me after all those awful things I said. After everything I've done all summer. I've been ruining everyone's fun.
What are you talking about?
I'm not the chosen one. I'm not special. I'm not even a good sister. You guys are better off without me.
Ferb holds up the gift.
Candace, you need to open our gift.
The gift? Oh, you were even trying to give me a gift and I wouldn't take it. I am so horrible.
Please, Candace, open it.
She unwraps a mug with world's number one sister on it.
You got me a coffee mug? And I don't even drink coffee. I can't do anything right.
Push the button, Candace.
A projector pops up and displays rotating images of Candace.
It's all the things that make you the coolest person we've ever met. You kick butt, you rock out, and you can always make us laugh. The kind of laughter where stuff squirts out of your nose. Summer would be no fun without you. We just wish you could see yourself the way we see you. You may not be the chosen one.
But we'd choose you as a sister every time.
Oh, guys! I could not have chosen better little brothers. And you know what? I know what we're gonna do today. Save the world!
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, we've got to figure out a way to stop super, super big dog. Wait, is today free t-shirt day?
Buford's still driving.
That canoe's not gonna last much longer.
Watch out!
The alien with the thermo cannon shoots the canoe and the buggy crashes, landing on its roof.
Against me, but now I realize it's me against the universe.
Us.
It's us against the universe. Duck.
Free t-shirt.
Candace.
The aliens. Candace.
Free shirt. Free shirt.
Candace.
The gang regroup.
Candace. Candace.
That's my name.
Candace.
That's my name.
madness!
Why does that sound like her name?
I don't know.
I love her!
Candace!
Candace runs around shooting T-shirts at the aliens.
Candace!
Now where's...
Nice! Now where's... OMG!
Candace!
Aliens' legs run around. Candace keeps shooting.
Candace, what about her?
Oh no, I'm all out of T-shirts.
Mama grows.
Yes, Mama is finally big enough.
Mama spins round and spores fly out.
Gas masks, quick!
While the gang put on gas masks, the spores fly out to the fans in the stadium and instantly hypnotise them. Mama releases another load, which hypnotise the fans outside the stadium. In Jeremy's food truck...
What the?
Here, Stacey, put this on!
Why do you have... Jeremy, is this cosplay? Wait, are you live-action role-playing? Are you LARPing?
Stacey, we really have to get out of here.
You're going out LARPing, aren't you? This is LARPing stuff.
Stacey, we should probably get going.
Have you been dressing up as knights and elves and enacting epic battles with foam rubber swords?
Please don't tell Candace.
Well, let's get out of here, Lancelot.
It's working! Okay, now, sit down. Stand up. Get those kids!
Get those kids! Get those kids! Get those kids!
Run!
The fans run down and grab them.
No! My personal space! My personal space! Oh!
Candace gets away.
Phineas, Ferb!
Yoo-hoo! Over here. You and I need to have a little talk. I'm so disappointed in you, Candy Corn.
We could have been something.
Two girls against the universe, side by side.
And you threw it away.
Oh, sister.
You could have been special.
I'm not your sister, and I am special. My brothers showed me that.
Brothers.
And you know what? Maybe you should reconsider your relationship with your brothers, too.
Why would I do that?
Think about it. Is it possible, just possible, that this obsession you have with controlling the planet, controlling your brothers, is really just a distraction from your real problem? Which is how you feel about yourself?
You mean like a tiny, meaningless speck in the universe?
That's good. Keep going.
It's just that everyone always thought my brothers were so special. No one paid attention to me at all. So I made myself special by controlling everybody else. Wait a minute. This hasn't been about my brothers at all. It's just been about my own self-worth. Wow, 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 wow. What a breakthrough. Wow. I don't need to do any of this. Controlling all these... Listen! Listen to me!
Yes?
You do not have to listen to me!
I'm confused.
I am not going to control you anymore. I was seeking validation through the mindless obedience of others, but none are, because I am enough. I am...
Mama crushes her. The giant plant shuffles over to the gang. It sends out another shower of spores, and they try to run away, but it chases them.
Oh! That victory was short-lived!
Run, run, run! It's gaining on us!
Mama's about to eat them when Vanessa flies down on Vlorkel and pulls the plant away.
Yeah!
Vanessa!
Quick, get on! You tamed a space dragon?
Her name's Vlorkel.
Vlorkel, 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 Vlorkel.
Well, that's disturbing.
I know, right?
Hold on!
They fly out.
Wait, how did you get back to Earth?
The good old chicken replacinator.
Perry's there.
Chicken replacinator?
You shoot something, it switches places with the nearest chicken.
Vanessa remembered it had a setting for the furthest chicken, so we switched places with the furthest chicken, which was here on Earth.
I think we lost him.
When Mama blocks their way, Vlorkel turns round and flies in the opposite direction. He gets stuck inside a metal radio mast and can only fly up.
Hold on!
Perry hangs onto a belt around Vlorkel's waist, then jumps off and grabs onto the side. Florkel tries to fly out of a letter O on the mast, but Mama rams it and knocks the whole thing down. Perry watches as the mast falls towards the ground. He fires grappling hooks into a hotel sign and a water tower, then wraps the rope around the mast and stops it just before it crashes. Jeremy drives under it and it squashes the back of his truck. Florkel's trapped.
Whoa! Hey, Candace!
Stacy! Jeremy!
Okay, ow!
Here you go. Wait, is this the chicken replacenator?
Yeah, that's how we got back. Switch places with a chicken on Earth.
Hold on, does that mean there's still a chicken on that planet?
Yeah, I guess.
Put on my body on deck! If we do not stop that...
Cover me!
With what?
Something's about to switch places with a chicken.
Candace stands on one of the broken letters and shoots Mama with the chicken replacenator. It reappears down the street.
Why is there a petting zoo downtown?
Yay! My petition worked!
Yeah, you gotta set it for the furthest chicken.
What?
Furthest chicken, Candace! Furthest chicken!
Candace changes the setting to furthest chicken and shoots Mama. The transformed chicken lands on her head and all the spores disappear. They take off their masks. Mama reappears back on Feebler Oot. The cowards watch fearfully as Mama shoots out a few spores, then completely collapses, spitting out Super Super Big Doctor.
Oh, Mama! At least you're not complete.
The elephant lands on Mama.
Ugh, never mind.
You are under arrest!
Candace, look! It's your mom! This is your chance! There's no way to hide all of this! If your mom sees it, she'll know you've been telling the truth about everything! All the busting dominoes will finally fall!
Phineas and Ferb will be in so much trouble.
Mom!
Candace, what are you doing downtown?
It's Phineas and Ferb!
What did they do now?
Candace hesitates.
They really want pizza for dinner, but from Giamatti's, on the other side of town. So go that way. Don't come this way. You gotta turn around.
Okay.
Where's Mom going?
She's getting us pizza.
Sweet.
Wait, what are you kids up to?
Just the usual. Us against the universe.
Okay. See you at home.
You know, this morning I thought you guys were the bane of my existence. It's amazing how an afternoon of blasting aliens, foiling villains, and sipping smoothies can really change your perspective. I used to feel alone, just me against the raging tide. But I guess I should have known that you were always on my side. Now I don't have to be an island, because you've been there all the while. And now I realize my fears weren't just
stadium.
So far it's been a rockin' summer, and now we've saved the world again. Still it would be a bummer if you weren't here with us and all our friends. Time to celebrate our victory, and I'll admit my favorite memory is when you grew up all those aliens.
That was awesome.
Cause we're strong.
And even though we sometimes
we're on the
is in front of them.
Oh, there you are, Perry.
Excellent work.
Thank you, Steve. Should be a light afternoon.
Audio description created by SDI Media, funded by Disney Plus Originals, written by Jez Watts, narrated by Kate Taylor Davis. Lawrence walks past the patio doors reading the paper. He goes back and looks out at the portal. Lawrence walks across the garden and stands in front of the portal. He looks around, then goes up the steps and puts his hand through it. When nothing happens, he looks around again, then steps through it, into Doof's burning building. Lawrence runs back out of the portal and throws his burning paper down. The portal catches fire, and the ashes blow away.
Hey, honey, I got pizzas. What happened to you?
I have no idea.
We're talking silhouettes!
Yeah! Disney. Phineas and Ferb the movie. Candace against the universe.
The universe is against me, and no one here defends me. Everyone pretends we haven't seen it all before, and it sends me into this manic frenzy. And yes, it still offends me. The whole universe is against me. The whole universe is against me.
Hey, everyone, we're back. We're gonna make the most of every day. We've got plans. They may be avant-garde, but you know we're gonna do them anyway. It feels so good to be where we belong. I guess that's the main bullet point of this little song. We're tuned up and right on track. Baby, we're back.
Baby, we're back.
I'm back.
She's back.
And I'll tell you why. There's still some things to be discussed.
Baby, we're back.